Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program which highlights positive developments at the primary level. On today's program, we meet some young ladies who are preparing to become future information technology professionals through the Girls Who Code program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to hear more. If you're a young Jamaican girl between the ages of 10 and 18, it's highly likely that you're not thinking about a career in information technology. Well, the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining wants to change that. Enter the Girls Who Code program, organized by the ministry in collaboration with the Seprad and Mawson Foundations. The program sees young ladies under the age of 18 participating in summer camps where they are taught computer coding and introduced to other IT specializations, including robotics, mobile development, hypertext markup language HTML, and cascading style sheets CSS. Earlier this month, 40 primary school-aged young ladies graduated from the Girls Who Code summer camps staged in the communities of McGregor Gardens and Deanery Road in Kingston. Each participant now has a solid foundation on which they can build should they choose to pursue an IT career.
The experience was very good. Experience was excellent because I learned some things that I didn't know. I love art and they started teaching us about Turtle Arch HTML. It was very challenging, but I liked it a lot.
Summer camp participant Dina K. Johnson.
This will influence me because in the future I would like to become a singer, and if I'm going to be a singer, suppose I want a background light. Suppose like I'm having a performance and I want a background screen, I have to code to get that. I can't just put something up, I have to program it.
Another camp participant, Tanoya Peart, shares her experience.
It was fun because I learned about things that I didn't know or never heard of before. Yes, I always hear people talking about HTML and I didn't know what it mean. And then a teacher came up to me and told me that it was hypertext markup language.
Tanoya says she's actively considering a career in IT because of the classes.
It's actually encouraging me to actually work with those people because working, you're getting paid, you're having fun, and you're actually creating unusual things.
Chairman of the Seprad and Mawson's Foundations, Melanie Sobrati, says it was truly rewarding watching the girls develop an appreciation for coding and IT skills.
The first week they did HTML and CSS. They wrote their own website and their blog. Some of them didn't even have familiarity of the keyboard in the first week. And then in the second week they did a turtle art workshop, which is basically creating art through code. And they really enjoyed it, and they came up with some incredible creations.
Sobrati says her organizations are actively exploring how to expand the coding camps across Jamaica and get more youngsters involved.
We'd like to support more of the coding clubs so that they're able to continue. Maybe some of the other camps at Christmas time, and maybe supporting a competition or something along those lines so that we can, you know, sort of start Jamaican girls getting a bit more competitive or just Jamaican students getting more competitive over this area.
Junior Technology Minister Julian Robinson says an advisory board has been established to guide the activities of the Jamaican Girls Who Code going forward, ensuring that the gains being made are sustained well into the future. He also commends the graduates of the summer camps, encouraging them to further develop their skills and IT capabilities.
What you guys have demonstrated over the last couple of weeks in the camp is that there is tremendous skill and talent out there in developing the artwork that we just saw. I want to congratulate all of you who spent the 2 weeks working with the instructors.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.